Jess in with you this morning. Now, of course, the Merriwall-Cassilis Alliance, if you haven't heard of these guys, they're fighting not against a project that's going to be on some, going through some prime ag land in the Merriwall-Cassilis Plateau, but they just want it moved. We've spoken to this group a number of times on Hunter Valley today, particularly President Peter Campbell, and we're going to chat to him again this morning to get an update on what everything is up to. Peter, how are you doing this morning?
Well, thanks, Jess. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, what's been happening since we last spoke?
So, since we last... A lot in this space. Exactly. We've had our first workshop that we've committed to participate in with Transgrid, and DPIE have come in on that conversation as well. And so we're participating in that space in order to investigate and explore and evaluate all alternative transmission study corridors, including investigating corridors on public land, mining land, and following existing infrastructure. So that's the crux of what we've entered into this conversation about. And we've had our first workshop, and it was a reasonable start. It was a reasonably good first step.
Yeah.
To the conversation about moving the study corridor.
Yeah. So are there any sort of proposed plans of, like, which is more preferred for the corridor, like whereabouts?
So not as yet. Our second workshop is planned to be a mapping workshop. But out of the first workshop, we were able to glean a lot of helpful information that feeds into the process of how Transgrid and DPIE have come up with the current study corridor, mainly Transgrid, but some of the DPIE work, we gleaned that there's actually two more reses being mapped at the moment,
right,
of which the Hunter Central Coast is one of those. The Illawarra area is being mapped at present for a renewable energy zone. In terms of where we're at in the Merriwall-Cassilis space, the Merriwall Plateau is not planned to be in that Hunter Central Coast res. So, as landholders out here, we're very pleased to hear that.
Mm.
But we have recommended very highly that if, in whatever information that they put into the planning process, that they have genuine agricultural landholders being consulted within that zone or within that landscape, in order that they have the best possible information fed into that planning space.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a lot of this was discussed at that first workshop, as you said.
Yep.
Now, there was planned to be a second workshop, but COVID's
yep.
kind of thrown a spanner in the works.
No, COVID has thrown a spanner in the works. The first workshop was well attended by Transgrid, DPIE, Merriwall-Cassilis Alliance, and New South Wales Farmers all participated in that. The second workshop has been postponed due to COVID, but the second workshop is primarily a mapping workshop, and Transgrid and DPIE have committed to come back to that second workshop looking at some options that were put forward late in the first workshop, which looked at investigating the use of mining land in the western area of the Merriwall-Cassilis Plateau, primarily sort of east of Uwarbri and Cassilis. There's a parcel of land in there that's owned by three mining companies that is 52,000 hectares, and it joins the current study corridor, which is their proposal, back into the Wallah substation around the back of the mine. So they've committed to going and looking at that space. That's a really helpful action that's come out of the workshop, and it'll help us as a group to move forward if we can see those actions completed.
Yeah. So at this second workshop, who are you planning to have there? I've heard that there are some people from Transgrid who've actually resigned. So where does that kind of leave you?
So we were fortunate enough to have some senior, very senior people within Transgrid come to our working group, and they're now no longer working for Transgrid, and it leaves a pretty fair hole in the stability of the working group with Transgrid. We're looking for Transgrid to backfill those positions as soon as possible to recreate that stability that we've been able to generate, and communication lines that we've had open, so the Transgrid are able to complete their task of connecting to the network, and the Merriwell-Cassis Alliance can see the goal of these transmission lines being moved off ag land. Those key senior people within Transgrid are imperative to our cause, really. So we're looking for those to be backfilled as soon as possible.
What's the communication been like with state government and Deputy Premier particularly? As we know, he did come out to you guys and have a meeting with the Alliance.
Yeah, look, the communication's been good. We've had clear and open dialogue with DPIE, and we've committed to keeping Minister Keane and the Deputy Premier Barilaro up to date with information moving forward, and we've done that, and we look forward to just keeping them abreast of each workshop and how we're progressing in the situation. There have been some things that have come up in the workshop, in workshop one, that were of note to us as a group, and we've certainly taken those things on board. One noticeably is the northern line from Boggabri down to east of Uwabri, where it connects into the Central West Awana Renewable Energy Zone. The location's not been disclosed in that, but it to our members, it is an issue. We've been in contact with DPIE about that. And the second thing is that, Transgrid have made some assumptions in their methodology that have been inconsistent with valuing ag land, and they've said that they were assumptions that we've said were really inconsistent with valuing biophysical strategic agricultural land. So we've been trying to keep the politicians up to date, in particular the Deputy Premier and Minister Keane, and our new local member,
yes,
Dave Lazell, across it all, just to keep them abreast of how we're going.
Yep. Excellent. Well, if anybody wants to get involved or get in contact with yourself and the Alliance, what's the best way to do that?
So they can contact us. We've got a petition going at change.org/MC/Alliance. Please sign that if you would like to, and to support our cause. We're on Facebook, Merriwell-Cassis Alliance, where we're posting updates and information on how to keep abreast of the information, or they can contact me or our secretary. For details.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, as always, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning for the update. Really appreciate your time.
Not a problem at all. Thank you very much, Jess.